is Coldplay. Hello, my audio friends. It is February 22nd, and I'm back, Slandy, for my drive home. It's almost 5:30 in the evening, and had a somewhat productive day, which I'll get to in a second. So this is Coldplay. Now, I did want to play one particular piece from them, if I can find it. Let's see if I can find it here. Very interesting piece of music, actually, because, here we go. Try not to play it too loud. My phone, where it is, tends to pick up a lot. Now, it's particularly interesting because that is actually an homage to Kraftwerk and their piece of music called, or their song called, Computer Love. So if you find Kraftwerk on YouTube and plug in or look for Computer Love, you'll hear the melody that you just heard. Very, very interesting. Anyway, so that's my little tidbit. So I'm here to do the 16th and 17th topics for February. The 16th topic for February, if I remember the question correctly, was, would you rather have free Apple products for the rest of your life or free Wi-Fi wherever you went? I must admit, I would take the free Apple products because Wi-Fi, well, I can get it in just about any Tim Hortons coffee shop. A lot of restaurants have free Wi-Fi. A lot of companies have it now. A lot of different establishments. So you're not that far from free Wi-Fi at any one given point, but you are very far from free Apple products for the rest of your life at any one given point. So definitely would be free Apple products. That was not difficult. Although I'm no longer really an Apple fanboy for a number of reasons, and I won't get into the whole, you know, iOS, Android, Apple versus PC. I'm not going to get into that. It is really boils down to financial. I love Apple products. I just find them way, way too expensive. And I've decided from now on to only buy used equipment anyway, whatever it may be, you know, computers, printers, whatever, screens. I just buy used. Because it keeps them out of the landfills, and there's a lot of companies returning machines on leases that are perfectly fine. And in fact, all of my laptops, my tablet, everything at home that I have that is Lenovo or Dell is all used equipment that I pay a song for, and it does me just fine. All right, the February 17th topic was, what were you doing 3 hours ago? And I alluded to that just recently, or just before, when I said that I was going to talk about my day, and it was somewhat productive. So let me just check here my phone, how long I have. Okay, I got about 5.5 minutes. All right, so what did I do today? Or what was I doing 3 hours ago? 3 hours ago was 2:30, and I was still in the midst of reading up. I can't go into detail because it's proprietary to the software that the company that I work for produces, but let's just say that it involves scripting, and I was learning how a certain number of scripts work in our software because I've been asked to revamp the training of these scripts. In fact, which is kind of weird because I'm basing myself on documentation to learn the scripting that I have to change. So it's kind of a weird, in Excel you would call that a what did they call it? Not a cyclical reference. Is it a cyclical reference? Oh, okay. I just had a complete and utter lapse of memory. I believe they're... I know it's a circular reference. That's what they're called, not cyclical. Circular reference. In Excel, that's when a formula or a cell in a formula tries to point to itself. It doesn't work. So, and that's basically what I felt like today in trying to read this documentation that, again, I'm reading to understand the subject so I can rewrite the documentation on the subject to make it more clear. Yeah. Okay, wrap your head around that one. So, but that's okay. That's basically how I've been learning a lot about a lot of the software and the things that, that go on in this company is by reading the existing documentation, attempting to test it in the software, sort of doing QA, I guess, confirming that, in fact, the documentation is telling me or is telling me enough to be able to work in the software. And where there are lapses, I take notes, and then I go and ask the people, the appropriate people that know how this stuff works, to fill in the gaps so I can update the documentation and make sure that whomever reads it will ultimately understand how it works. And that's, in a nutshell, what I do for a living, and it's also what I was doing 3 hours ago. So there you go. I also today came across a recording I did via Bluetooth on a device that I had hooked up to my helmet, and I was riding my motorcycle to work, and I left this this very long, I think it was a three-part audio boo on my way to work on the motorcycle. Somewhere I probably have that. I must have that audio boo up on Audioboo. I gotta find it and send it to a friend of mine, sort of a colleague that became sort of a friend. And we're going to the motorcycle show on Sunday, and I'm also going with my my other friend John, who will hopefully, I cross my fingers, get his motorcycle license this coming May or June. He's slated to do his road test. He's not at all ready, and I know he's not. So I'm hoping that we somehow can get together in the parking lot of our old employer, and I can sort of, you know, get him through and ride with him. And although he's supposed to go riding with one of our instructors, he's supposed to buy an hour's worth of... 2.5 hours worth of time with him to go over the fine points of the road test, because he will be coming up on that soon enough, I think. I'm trying to remember when he did his actual closed circuit exam. I believe it was in June or July. So that would even either put him in 11 months later, because we have an 11-month probationary period. So he should be doing it either in May or in June, depending on whether he did it in June or July of last year. I can't remember. I honestly can't remember. Okay, well, that's it for me. And thank you again for listening to my drivel, to my going on and on and on, and my February 16th and 17th topics. And I will be back probably tomorrow with topic 18 and maybe 19 by then. And we're closing in on on the month of February. I don't know where the time is going. Anyway, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.